With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. The University of Idaho recently hosted the first Heritage Orchard Conference to delve into the cultivation and preservation of fruit varieties of past years that, in some cases, have been forgotten. Kyle Nagy, the superintendent and orchard operations manager at the Sandpoint Organic Agriculture Center and organizer of that event, says some of these lost varieties can be grown sustainably in the northwestern climate.
Some of the information that we really want to get out to the home gardeners and home orchardists are, what are the varieties that don't have a whole lot of pest and disease pressures in our region? Because there's some that are really prone to scab, and if we have a really wet spring, it's going to be a rough year if you're not treating your trees.
Now, George Reno is an apple enthusiast who's worked with the Lost Apple Project and actually discovered a lost variety, says diversity is low in the apple market. That's because only 15 varieties make up 90% of production. But interest is growing in forgotten apples with the rise of folks who purchase locally grown food.
They're becoming a more educated consumer and making choices that all around are probably better for the environment and better for their health and offer gastronomic opportunities that you won't find in a supermarket.
He says once folks get a taste, they go searching for more. Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington.